And the funny thing is that I use and still use a lot of the information that I learned in my undergraduate, even though it's not specific to medicine, but things such as advising my patients to exercise, how much exercise to do, and even some of the nutrition, some of the information I learned about nutrition and eating appropriately, it's very pertinent to taking care of my patients right now.
What if you, with purpose and mindfulness, decided to surround yourself with positivity? What if you walked away from negative energy? What if you were constantly the positive energy in every room you walked into until it became so contagious that you positively impacted everyone around you? How would that impact your life? You're listening to Compassionate Mindfulness with Xenia, the podcast that will inspire you to use your story to change the world. Thanks for tuning in to Compassionate Mindfulness with Xenia. This is your host, Tanya Monuma. I'm so grateful to have you here with me today to learn and grow. If you're new to the channel and love micro doses of mindfulness, please take the time to subscribe and leave a review. As you know, the Compassionate Mindfulness podcast is dedicated to changing our narrative in order to change our life. And this month's guests are a part of a special group of people who have found just the right amount of compassion for themselves to pursue their dream career and serve with mindfulness. Today, we have the opportunity to absorb Dr. Anita Luanga's knowledge. Dr. Luanga is an exercise physiologist, general internist, geriatrician, and assistant professor of general internal medicine at the University of Saskatchewan, who runs her own practice, mentors medical students and residents, and reviews journal articles. Her mission is to provide compassionate and holistic care. She helps individuals with chronic medical conditions optimize their diet, exercise, sleep, and medications, so that they can stay healthy and out of the hospital. I just love how Anita approaches her clients and is able to give a holistic approach to living a balanced life. So without further ado, here is my conversation with Dr. Anita Luanga. Anita, I have to thank you again so much for being on the podcast. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you for having me.
So this month, I wanted to feature guests just like you who have found just the right amount of compassion for themselves to pursue their dream career and serve with mindfulness. And so my very first question to you is, where did it all begin? How was it for you growing up? And what made you focus on becoming a practicing general internist?
That's a great question. Growing up, I was actually a competitive gymnast. So with that in mind, I thought about becoming a sports medicine doctor. I always enjoyed the sciences and I always wanted to help people. So somehow I knew I wanted to be a physician. In terms of my studies before I went into medical school, I studied kinesiology, which is the study of human movement, primarily in sports. And I focused on exercise physiology. After that, I went through to medical school, and I wasn't really sure if I still wanted to do sports medicine. A lot of the advice I got from my mentors was be open-minded. You know, every different rotation or every different type of so-called medicine you try as a medical student, be open-minded. That might be the right fit for you. And the right fit for me ended up being internal medicine, which is primarily the care of adults. And I also did an extra specialty in geriatrics, which is the care of adults that are 65 years and older. And the funny thing is that I use and still use a lot of the information that I learned in my undergraduate, even though it's not specific to medicine, but things such as advising my patients to exercise, how much exercise to do, and even some of the nutrition, some of the information I learned about nutrition and eating appropriately, it's very pertinent to taking care of my patients right now.
Yeah, I love that. First of all, there's so many little nuggets that we can get there. You used mentors. I find that is so important in any journey that you're going to take to have somebody to guide you who's done it before and is able to tell you, this is how I've done it. And this is, you know, the path that you can take in your own little way. And I have to say, I love doctors like you who integrate mindfulness in saying, here is what you can do also besides popping pills. Here's a few exercises that you can do. Here's how you can eat. That I find is just so beautiful and so needed in this world today, because we're popping pills left, right, and center when sometimes the fix can be in your cupboard. So that's beautiful.
It's not prevention. The challenge is the current healthcare model we have right now is primarily dealing with the challenges once we have them. There are some physicians that specialize in preventative medicine, not many, but yeah, if we could, as a society, change our lifestyle, again, as we talk about, focus on mindfulness, what we eat, exercising, managing our stress levels, we wouldn't cure all diseases, but we would reduce a lot of disease.
Significantly, I believe so as well. Thank you for that. As you know, this podcast is dedicated to helping us change our narrative in order to change our lives. And I love asking guests such as yourself this question, because not many people get to the place that you're at right now in your life. Through your life experience and achievements, you're now a practicing general internist who runs her own practice, mentors medical students of your own and residents, and reviews journals and articles. So I'd love for you to give us a tour of what your mindset is like. How do you view the world around you?
Wow, that is a great question and a loaded question, because the thing is that everyone has their own mindset and their own beliefs. And the world that we live in right now, a lot of people are not open to other people's beliefs, or a lot of people get offended by other people's beliefs. But just my background, to be honest, I grew up in a Judeo-Christian household. So that shaped a lot of my mindset and my beliefs. And for me, I think everyone has the opportunity to have a personal relationship with God. So for me, that really shapes the way I approach my day, and not only my day and my life, and the way I approach other people. I've realized, no matter if I'm having a hard time dealing with somebody, I'm like, you know what, this person is a child of God. Like, they're my brother and sister, even though I don't agree with what they're doing. Like, I have to look at this person with respect, because they're created in God's image. God has a purpose for them. So when I can see myself that way, I can see other people that way and give them the benefit of the doubt and give them the dignity that they deserve. And then going back to my own personal relationship with God, like, that's what sets my day. Usually when I wake up in the morning, first thing I do is I pray. I set my goals for the day. And when I'm doing all of that, I'm doing it from a spiritual, so-called spiritual mindset. I'm like, okay, these goals are not just, you know, I want to do X, Y, Z. I want to check X, Y, Z off. I try to remember, okay, what do I know my purpose is that God has me here? And even if it's still fuzzy or not 100% clear, it also shapes the way I treat other people. So if somebody's upset with me or they're having a bad day, I'm like, I just can't go treat anyone any way. This is God's child. So I have to treat other people with respect. And it also helps me have an open mind in that everyone has a piece of God in them. Everyone has something that I can learn from. So even if it's a medical student, or it doesn't matter, it's a janitor, everyone has dignity. Everyone has purpose. Everyone has something to teach me. So I try to approach my days with God in mind, and my interactions with everyone I see as my brother and sister with the same mindset.
Thank you so much for that answer. So what I heard is that you are able to, which is what probably makes you an amazing physician as well, you're able to see people in their light, no matter what they're doing. You know, it is not necessarily them that is doing, you know, the action. You're able to put yourself in that person's shoes, pretty much, and have empathy. And what I'm also hearing is that you live your life with intention, which is something I love. You're able to wake up every day and say, what is my purpose and how am I going to fulfill that today? And I think, like you said, that everyone has that ability, finding what it is that they're able to give to the world to make it better. So thank you so much for that. It's a great answer. What are some of your non-negotiables, your have-tos for a healthy, thriving life?
That is a great question. There are a lot of have-tos. I'm probably going to begin, of course, definitely with having like my morning ritual, my meditation, like praying, centering. If I don't do that, my day doesn't go as well. Another important have to or must is eating healthy foods. A way you can look at it is if you look at a car that's very expensive, like a Porsche. If you have a Porsche, you're not going to put cheap fuel or whatever kind of fuel, diesel, whatever you can find in it. You're going to put the most expensive, best quality gas you can afford in it. So I view my body the same way. Like I try to feed myself the most nutrient dense, best quality foods that I can feed myself. And occasionally I'll go out and eat at a restaurant. And the funny thing is I'm like, oh, I prefer my own food, even though a lot of people think it's bland. I'm like, this, you know, there's a lot of salt, there's a lot of sugar. It's actually not that filling. And I know the quality of the ingredients are probably not that good. So definitely eating very healthy food, nutrient dense food, fueling my body is another must. And another must is getting enough sleep. I try to get 7 to 8 hours of sleep minimum per day. And it just changes the whole outlook on my day. On days that I don't sleep enough, it's harder to process information. I'm more likely to be grouchy. I'm going to need that third cup of coffee. But sleep, essential. And not just for the way I feel. If we think about the purpose of sleep, it's very important. This is a time when our body resets itself. It reorganizes information. All of our hormones, especially our stress hormone, I'm sure you guys have heard of cortisol. Cortisol goes down when you sleep, and then it needs to have that spike in the morning to get you going. So cortisol levels and even the hunger hormones, they're called leptin and ghrelin, these reset themselves. So there's still so much we're learning about sleep, but the basics, things like your grandma, you know, our grandma's taught us, you know, go to bed, eat your vegetables, like the basics, very, very important.
Thank you so much for that. I love to keep it nice and short and sweet. And when it comes from a physician like yourself, I hope, you know, that the audience kind of makes their ears perk up a little higher and be like, oh, she knows what she's talking about. She went to school. She went, you know, like it is nice to have people of all walks of life come and talk to you about different things. And I would hope that people would listen to everyone equally. However, we all know once you have that label attached to you, which is great for somebody like you, who's also mindful, you know, to have people listen to this and say, okay, she must know what she's saying. So I please, guys, you're listening to this, take Anita's advice. She has great insights and she's lived through seeing many patients who have gone through different things. So she knows what she's talking about. Anita, I want to be very mindful of your time. Is there anything that I may not have covered that you want to cover today?
No, I think you did a great job, especially pulling up the points of, you know, the way we approach life and our mindset. Very essential. I want to applaud the work you're doing. I think you are doing a great job. Please keep it up.
I receive that, Anita. Thank you so much again for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I truly hope you enjoyed this conversation. And what I want to invite you to ask yourself this week is, what can I do to get myself closer to the healthiest version of myself? Continue to live with mindfulness and compassion. Never stop learning and growing. And if you get any value at all out of this content, go ahead and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts and share it with a friend or two, which will allow for more people to join the conversation. And I would truly appreciate that. Visit me on Instagram and start your own conversation. Many blessings to you. As always, I thank you for tuning in. These episodes are meant to be of massive value to you, and so I hope you got something out of it. And if you did, all I ask in return is for you to give it a thumbs up, give it some love in the reviews, share with one or two friends whom you know will benefit from hearing this content. Check out the links in the description. Continue to lead with empathy, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Many blessings. This podcast is presented to you solely for educational purposes. It is not intended to be a substitute for the advice of a medical or other qualified professional.